here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Upcoming bidding opportunity for new Little Powder River School construction. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The construction of a new Little Powder School in northern Campbell County is nearing the bidding stage, with district officials aiming to release the project for bidding by the end of next week. The Gillette News Record reported the project, which aims to replace the nearly 50-year-old school building, has faced delays in the design process due to various challenges, including inaccurate square footage calculations and additional work required for infrastructure. Once bidding begins, general contractors will review the design and provide cost estimates with the goal of staying within the state's budget. Potential alternatives, such as using hooks instead of lockers and gravel instead of pavement, may be considered if estimates exceed the budget. Despite the delays, officials believe April remains a competitive time for bidding. The new school, funded by the state's capital construction account, is expected to be built on 10 acres of land on the west side of Highway 59. Wyoming gun dealers assert Biden's attempt to close gun show loophole will have no impact. The Biden administration announced plans to close the gun show loophole for background checks, requiring everyone selling firearms for profit to have a federal firearms license and conduct background checks on buyers. Cowboy State Daily reported gun show organizers and dealers in Wyoming doubt the effectiveness of the move, suggesting it may not change existing regulations significantly. They argue that people could still find ways to evade the rules, such as conducting transactions outside the formal gun show venues. Dealers also express concerns about the additional burden on the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and perceive the measure as part of a broader anti-gun stance by the Biden administration. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalane.